Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. We're talking about the area's comprehensive plans and how this region is likely to shape up over the next 25 years based on the values expressed by residents and stakeholders from the Tri-County area. Joining us now in the studio to explore the new Hanover County Comprehensive Plan is long-range planner for the county and project manager for Plan NHC, which is New Hanover County's comprehensive plan, Jennifer Rigby. Welcome to Coastline.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us to share his perspective as a member of the Citizen Advisory Committee, which is the 12-member body that helped to shape the recommendations for this plan, is Dan Dawson. Dan, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
You're invited to join the discussion. If you have a question, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. Jennifer Rigby, we just talked about the City of Wilmington's comprehensive plan and some of the citizen recommendations that came out of that. How much is the county plan going to differ from the city's plan?
Well, the county's plan is for the unincorporated part of New Hanover County. The area as a whole shares very similar values and very similar goals. So I see a lot of overlap and a lot of opportunities for coordination and collaboration with the city. But it is important to note that this planning initiative is for the part that is in the unincorporated portion of the county.
So all those areas within the boundaries of the City of Wilmington, they will be governed or guided by the city's comprehensive plan.
Absolutely.
What are some of the issues that do overlap between the city and the county?
Well, this area is poised to receive a significant amount of growth over the next 25 to 30 years. And how we address that growth and how we respond to that growth is very important. Our development patterns within our community is one way in which we can respond to that growth. And one thing that we have heard a lot of in the county, and I know the city has as well, because we've had a lot of coordination, is the concept of mixture of uses and the concept of complete communities. We want to make sure that individuals have homes they can afford and homes that are close to their jobs and workplaces, homes that are close to schools, and integrated into our community.
So this will eventually become land use maps, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Or is that just an element of it?
Well, that is one part of it. With a comprehensive plan, I've shared with a number of folks that we at the county have divided it up into two buckets, if you will. We have one, which is our goals and our implementation strategies, our vision, and then the next bucket, if you will, is our future land use map. And that's where we put these goals and visions on paper in land use classifications and how we develop.
Dan Dawson, you were on the Citizen Advisory Committee. This is the 12-member body that helped to shape the recommendations. What are some of the recommendations that emerged from your group?
There were actually 20 of them. And the recommendations were really goals. We almost avoided the word recommendation because we felt like we were, I'm speaking as my opinion, I think it's consistent with the group. I don't intend to be speaking as if I know for a fact what everyone thinks, but generally I think we attempted to brainstorm and to identify items that each individual in the group felt would be important. And there was a diversity of opinions. And I admire the staff and their ability to keep us structured and still get us, create the environment where we participated and we engaged. And it was a very respectful group. I think everyone treated each one with the same level of respect they expected to be treated with. But we didn't hold back. And so ultimately, instead of quote recommendations, I think what we identified were goals that should be considered.
What are some of those goals?
Well, that's where the diversity starts. There are 20 of them, and we did not prioritize those goals. Now,
So these are all equally important.
They are. And if you were to ask me, I would start with the first priority is supporting business success. There are some members of the committee just as passionate that would say it's promote environmentally responsible growth. They're both important.
And they're certainly not mutually exclusive.
Oh, no.
Or are they?
There's a balance that must be reached. And I think what we did as a group is we were probably the most balanced group. Again, my opinion, I may not have total consensus from the group, but I thought we were a fairly balanced group, and it allowed us to really dig into the subjects and just explore things. But ultimately, we prepared a document of goals and strategies that we all were willing to endorse with a little bit of a few caveats, such as maybe we didn't reach total consensus on everything. We reached consensus, but maybe not total agreement on everything. But we felt like everyone's opinion should stay in there and should remain and should be heard.
So these 20 goals then are a product of this 12-member body, but not everybody everyone said, yes, we'll endorse the entire document, but not everyone would.
I think everybody endorses the document. There's
right.
no question about that. And they originated from six theme groups that met prior to the Citizens Action Committee having its first meeting.
And those theme groups were made up, Jennifer Rigby, with New Hanover County, of citizens. They were not citizen advisory committee members. This was an invitation to the public.
It was. It was an invitation to the public, and we asked certain stakeholders in the community that we knew would have a vested interest to participate. For example, Wave Transit, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and DOT, schools, libraries. We had great representation through our community, and these theme committees really brainstormed ideas on how to address issues within our community.
Can you give us an example of one of those issues that you've got a variety of potential solutions on?
I'll be glad to. We had six different theme committees, and I'll just list them briefly if that's okay.
Sure.
The livable built environment was one of them. Responsible regionalism was another. Interwoven equity was one. Resilient economy, healthy community, and harmony with nature. Those were all of the committees. And for example, with Healthy Community, we had representation from our hospital here and some local providers as well that helped give us ideas and suggestions on how we can achieve a healthy community, whether it's making sure that we have no smoking environments or whether we have walking trails and access to parks and recreational facilities. So those were some of the ideas that were generated, and then the Citizen Advisory Group met and refined those ideas. So our theme committees were full of citizens, all citizens, and it was a giant brainstorming session. And then our Citizen Advisory Committee really came together and rolled up their sleeves and did a tremendous job refining these into the 20 goals, and they are on our website if you'd like to share that.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with Jennifer Rigby, project manager for New Hanover County's Comprehensive Plan, and Dan Dawson, a member of the Citizen Advisory Committee for that plan. If you have a question for either of our guests, give us a call, 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at @CoastlineHQR. We have an email asking, are there any plans for higher speed internet service? Might Wilmington consider a Wi-Fi hotspot in the downtown area?
That's a great question, and that is something that we discuss. Now, in the downtown area, that would be governed under the city's comprehensive plan. So, but there were conversations about perhaps having broadband service throughout the county.
We also had an email earlier from Karen Dunn, who participated mm-hmm. in your process, the New Hanover County process. She's with the North Carolina Coastal Federation, and she asks, are there any proposals to combine the city and county plans and policies?
I don't know that there are any proposals to officially combine them together. There's a lot of value in having two independent plans.
Why is that?
Well, if you think of planning, at the beginning of this, there was a lot of confusion about why are there three plans in the region? And quite honestly, if you think of it in a vertical approach, you have a regional planning initiative, then a county planning initiative, and then a city planning initiative. And think of it as a river. A river runs through many jurisdictions. And so what may be appropriate for one jurisdiction may not be appropriate for the other. But there's a lot of common themes among that. So there will be a lot of coordination as far as implementation is concerned, but I don't know that officially combining all of the plans together will be necessary.
Dan Dawson, you mentioned the supporting of a healthy business environment and business growth as a goal that you see as particularly important. Did you feel like that goal was emphasized to the degree that you would have liked during this process?
I think all the goals received adequate airtime, adequate discussion. We were limited by how many meetings we could have. You could do this for years if you wanted to and perfect what you're working on. I really think they all the goals, and just because we mentioned one or two does not mean that those are the highest priorities, right? And you have to remember these are a group of goals. Think of them as the conscience or the public participation and items the public has brought forward to be considered as the real rules and ordinances and land use plans and so forth are developed. We're the beginning. The future ordinances and rules are the ones that are going to really govern.
Mm-hmm. And so these recommendations, or goals rather, are just, here are some ideas from the citizens that should shape upcoming updates to the ordinance. Is that how you're characterizing this?
That's the way to answer your question, yes. I think that's what it's intended to do, and I think that it was a great start for doing that. It was a tremendous group of people that I don't think, except for maybe one or two, I think we had no absences for any of the meetings. There may have been an exception once or twice. Everyone engaged. Everyone worked hard.
And you said that this was a group of people on the Citizen Advisory Committee that represented really diverse interests, a diverse group of stakeholders.
You have to recall the process started out with six people being appointed by the county commission as six of the 12 members. The six theme groups met three or four times. I think they had maybe a total of four meetings apiece. At the conclusion of their fourth meeting, they elected a representative from their theme group. And from those theme groups, then we ended up with six more members, or a total of 12. So that way, it was not just appointed. There were not just appointed people, nor were they just let's say, active citizens. There was a mixture there. And we had realtors.
People who tend to be vocal is what you mean by that.
Well, but I think from the appointment side, it was more of people that were asked to consider being involved. And then those that didn't get appointed presented the opportunity to come to the theme group and engage and rise up and do that. So, you really have to tip your hat to those people in the theme groups, especially because they were elected by those peers that went to those four meetings, and they were elected to be Citizen Action Committee members.
One of the outcomes of this plan, Jennifer Rigby, is that this 1969 zoning ordinance is going to change. Is that correct?
Well, that is one of the ways in which we can implement the comprehensive plan. So we anticipate updating the zoning ordinance in the coming year.
And what kinds of changes do you anticipate to the zoning ordinance?
It's hard to say at this point. It's a little bit premature because we want to finish this process. And most importantly, we want to have a future land use map that shows us how we want to develop over the next 25 years. Staff has prepared that draft land use map, and we are taking it on the road, so to speak, to a number of different meetings throughout the community. We have one tomorrow night, and that's at the Bellamy Elementary School from 6 to 7:30 p.m. There are additional meetings that are all throughout the month of February, and those are posted on our website as well.
So any member of the public can come and take a look at these draft maps.
Absolutely.
And tell you what they think.
Absolutely. And we will be refining the draft map once we receive all of the input. At that point, then we will have a better idea of exactly what type of zoning ordinance we may need. So I'm not quite sure what we need at this point, but we know we need to make some changes and some updates to our zoning ordinance.
You talked about the land use map being one bucket, and then other ideas, goals, recommendations mm-hmm. being another bucket, and the two informing each other.
Absolutely.
Just yesterday, the Obama administration announced that this region is part of a draft plan for offshore drilling. And we've already heard from people on both sides of that particular debate. Governor McCrory is applauding the effort. And there is, in the works, a revenue-sharing plan with states. Will something like that impact New Hanover County? How does a policy decision like that impact the direction of the county in this kind of comprehensive plan?
Well, this plan is made to be flexible to political decisions. And so the thought here is that we have a plan that is flexible and that will be resilient to changes within our political climate one way or the other, and will help us move forward in an organized fashion.
So then you're walking a balance between being resilient and flexible and being very clear about what citizens said they want. Dan Dawson, how do you walk that line?
Well, I think at our level, as this committee, we produce those ideas and those thoughts and goals so that things don't get left behind and all of a sudden they creep in at the last minute as an item that was overlooked. Hopefully, I can't guarantee we haven't overlooked something, but hopefully all the elements that need to be considered are on the table and somehow, somewhere are represented in the goals. I do think that there will always be that, I hate to use the word competition, but there will always be those opinions of strong business side, strong environmental side. And granted, there have been exceptions during the last 10 or 15 years, but generally this community finds that balance. And what this will do, hopefully, is maybe provide the structure through ordinances, rules, et cetera, that the staff has attempted to have, because they it's so old and they keep amending and amending and amending, whereas hopefully this will give them a fresh start, more contemporary type of approach to things.
Jennifer Rigby, just a few seconds left. The launch of Phase 2 happens when?
It has already happened. It happened last week with the launch of our future land use map, and it is ongoing now. So I really urge citizens and interested individuals to come to these meetings and get involved and let us know what you think about the future of your community.
And you said tomorrow there's a meeting at Bellamy Elementary.
That's correct.
And we will post some of those other public meetings on our website.
Yes.
Under Coastline. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. I'd like to thank Jennifer Rigby and Dan Dawson for joining us today. They're both working in different capacities on New Hanover County's comprehensive plan. Coming up after the break, Al Sharp, Project Director of Focus. If you have a question, send an email to coastline@whqr.org or give us a call at 910-343-1138. This is Coastline.